Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-Based Radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, the only way to live. If you're not following Jesus Christ, you are a walking dead person. If you'll excuse me for being so honest, that's what the Bible says. Come to life in the Lord. I'll be telling you more about that in the next few minutes of We Kids. Sarah, is your broken leg healed up yet? Doing better? Ooh, I was sorry to hear about that one. But isn't it nice that God has given you a self-healing body and seems to be doing pretty well? Hello, Brother Douglas. Nice to have you listening. Jenny and Michelle, nice to have you in tune. Mariah, I like this red hair in your adorable picture and the pigtails. Ethan, thank you so much for the picture, too. Mom, thanks for helping out with this. And Paige, at your request, dear. Today is plastic bowl on the head day during our wonderful We Kids March, but that's coming up in just a few minutes. Let me tell you about Bible time. More than anything else in the world, Hannah wanted a son. But she and her husband could not have children. So she cried, and she prayed. But no son, no daughter, no baby, no nothing. There's more to this account, though. And you can find out what happens to Hannah if you stay tuned for Bible Time coming up in just a few minutes. Bible-based radio for little people and their families. This is We Kids. Hey, Jonah!
Down in the belly of a great big fish, of a great big fish was Jonah.
Uh-oh.
Swallowed up like a tuna sandwich, down in the mouth was Jonah.
Gulp.
He was a man who ran away from what the Lord had said.
Don't do that!
Though he tried to run and hide, he was fish food. Instead.
Fish food.
Jonah was running from the Lord. Jonah was someone who went overboard. Jonah wound up in a whale of a need. He's off the hook, and what it took was a miraculous deed. God said, go to Nineveh and get those folks' attention. Tell them all that I'm appalled at all these things I've mentioned. Jonah heard God's every word, and still he ran away. Though he thought he'd not get caught, God found him anyway. Now you do it.
Jonah was running from the Lord.
Running from the Lord.
Jonah was someone who went overboard. Jonah wound up in a well of a need.
He's off the hook, and what it took was a miraculous. That's right.
He went his own way.
Yep.
And that's when he prayed to God.
Amen. Down in the belly of a great big fish, of a great big fish was Jonah. On his knees beneath the sea was this little guy named Jonah. Help me, Lord, deliver me, was Jonah's desperate shout. He got his wish when the great big fish spit Jonah out. Got through it. He knew it. Elected, directed. And what he took was just a marvelous, miraculous deed. That's a whale of a song, isn't it?
Whale of a song and whale of a story, too, but it's true because you can find it in the Word of God. In fact, let me see here. Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah. The instruction of the Lord for Jonah was, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it. And Jonah says to himself, no, no, I am out of here. And he catches a ship to the nearest faraway place, but God finds him. Very interesting. By the way, if you're wondering what instruction God has for you, no, there's no Nineveh. But the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, when it's talking about God our Savior, verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Bible's talking about not just men, but women and children. There's a tender place in the heart of God for kids, and He wants you to know Him. The only way to do that is to come to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Have you given your life to Him? Have you confessed your sin? Have you turned from that? Are you walking with God? That's the only way to live. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. And youngster, if you love the Lord, be sure to tell Him you love Him. You can live your love for Him, and you can sing about your love for God.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
More and more.
More and more.
More than peanut butter.
More than peanut butter.
More than ice cream.
More than ice cream.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's
everybody.
True. And He loves me too. Me too.
Okay, Mark, why don't you try?
Okay.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
Christine, you sing now.
All right.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
More and more.
More and more.
More than dresses.
More than dresses.
More than friends.
More than friends.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true. And He loves me too. Me too.
Okay, who wants to do it now?
I do.
Ryan? Okay, do it.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
More and more.
More and more.
More than surfing.
More than surfing.
More than eating.
More than eating.
Oh, I love Him.
Oh, I love Him.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true. And He loves me too.
Helping you rejoice in the Lord, this is We Kids. I am so happy you're listening, youngster. Now let's go on to Hannah. Remember I mentioned her at the beginning of the program? And this is a true account based on what the Bible says in 1 Samuel, the first chapter. Hannah wanted a son. She wanted a son more than anything else in the world, but she could not have children. She and her husband Elkanah traveled to Shiloh to pray at the Lord's holy tent, asking God for a son. And here's where we pick this up. Once, after they had eaten their meal in Shiloh, Hannah got up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair near the entrance to the Lord's holy tent. Hannah was very sad. She cried much and prayed to the Lord. She made a promise. She said, "Lord of heaven's armies, see how badly I feel. Remember me. Don't forget me. If you will give me a son, I will give him back to you all his life, and no one will ever use a razor to cut his hair." So, Hannah became pregnant, and in time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel. She said, "His name is Samuel because I asked the Lord for him." When Samuel was old enough to eat his own food, Hannah took him to the tent of the Lord at Shiloh. She also took a 3-year-old bull, 1/2 bushel of flour, and a leather bag filled with wine. They killed the bull for the sacrifice. Then Hannah brought Samuel to Eli. She said to Eli, "As surely as you live, my master, I am the same woman who stood near you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child. The Lord answered my prayer and gave him to me. Now I give him back to the Lord. He will belong to the Lord all his life." Oh, youngster, this Hannah was one happy mother. Here's a good verse to remember, something I'm sure that Hannah knew in her heart was true. The Bible says in Psalm 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord." and he will give you the desires of your heart. Youngster, I wonder if Hannah sang something like this to her baby.
Good night, and God bless my little one. May you sleep well till the morning comes. May the Lord up above fill your dreams with His love. Sleep tight and good night, my little one. Close your eyes, close your eyes.
Mom, Dad, you know you can pray for your kids while they're asleep as well as while they're awake. Pray for their spiritual well-being, that God would protect them from evil, that He would strengthen their young faith if they're walking with Him, that He would cause your kids to shine for Him.
May the Lord up above fill your dreams with
Youngster, did you know that you are a gift from God? Moms or dads who prayed for your baby in the womb, be sure to continue to pray for that little one now that he or she is here. Oh, life is a wonderful thing. Don't you ever let anyone tell you that that little person inside, that baby inside the womb, is not a real human, because he is. She is. That's how you start. That's how I start. We all begin like that. Oh, that wonderful gift of new life. And that's just the physical new life. The spiritual new life that lasts forever. Well, I'm going to get preaching here. Time now for our wonderful We Kids March. And today just so happens to be Plastic Bowl on the Head Day, so if you can get to the kitchen, check with Mom about this. Mama will be happy to give, right, Mom? Mama will be happy to give you a plastic bowl for your noggin. And Mama, if you think kicking in the womb was something, wait till you see what's coming up here during our march time. We need some march leaders. Shelley, would you like to be march leader over here? You're in. Yes, I've picked you. Grace, you have been waiting and waiting and waiting. Jason and Kendra, are you too old to do this? No, I want you to be following Grace, who is the march leader this time at your house. Hello, Daniel. Hello, Zeke. Hello, Molly. You're following Grace today. You ready for that? And Ellie, Jay, and Collins, nice to hear from you recently. Jay, you're the march leader in this happy household. Mariah, would you like to be march leader ahead of Ethan? You're picked by Mr. Nick. And Hannah of Robbie, Hannah, Joey, Samuel, Noah, and Valerie. Hannah, would you like to be march leader? Well, who else could we pick in your family for march leader after today's Bible time? Hannah, you have a wonderfully biblical name. Can you lead today? You're in. In fact, if your name is Hannah, you automatically get to be march leader during our Plastic Bowl on the Head Day version of our wonderful We Kids March, like Hannah over in this family of Amanda, Stephanie, Timothy, Bethany, Joshua, and Caleb, the twinsos. Hannah and baby Nicholas. Hannah, would you like to be march leader here? You're in, dear. You know the rules to this thing. Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high during our wonderful We Kids March. Number three, Papa-sized marchers, please watch out for the little marchers. And number four, oh, I like the music of the T-bone players back there. Number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful We Kids March. And they're off. Plastic bowls must be on the noggin, CJ. Hello, Nathan. Good marching, Russell. Good marching, Andrew. Kendra, good marching. Here comes Grace out in the front. Daniel, you're supposed to be following Grace. Come on, Jason. Come on, Kendra. You can do this, too. Zeke, good marching. Molly's in on this thing. Hello, Jenny. Here comes Michelle. Joshua and Caleb are acting up, I think. The plastic bowls go on the head, Caleb. Mom, thanks for helping with baby Nicholas. Here comes Naomi. And Rebecca comes marching through. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Shiloh, good marching. And all those brothers and sisters, my goodness. Hello, Kristen. Hello, Danielle. Hello, Nathan. Micah comes toddle marching through. Joel, you can do this. Mama, help the boy. Amanda, just pick it up and put it back on your head. I don't think anybody will ever know. Watch out for the T-Bone players.
Ellie J. Collins, wonderful marching kiddos.
Hello, Micah. Hello, Bryant. Heather, you're a good marcher. Hey, we're going to turn this thing around. You ready? To the rear. March. Gently listen to the music. Andrew comes marching through. Oh, you want me to call you Andy? Okay, Andy, good marching. Here comes Caleb. I mean David. And that's Caleb. Celeste, good marching. Watch out for the band. They're sneaky this time. Keep those feet in time with the music, Evan. And Isaac comes marching through. Annika, good marching. Jordan, keep it marching. Hannah, keep leading all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. You kids are wonderful marchers. You may be seated up. Before you do that, please take your plastic bowls back to the kitchen. Thank you. Now, you might remember a few moments back, I said you were a gift from God. Are you glad to be you?
One day I went to school and met, to my surprise, a new kid just my age with muscles twice my size. And when I looked at him, I wished that I could be big and strong and tall instead of little me. But then I thought, I never saw a pig flying like a bird. To see a bird with these, it'd surely be absurd. I never heard a horse get hoarse from trying to sing. I never saw a turkey wish that he was green.
I'm thankful you're you, Jesse. Thank you so much for singing in Wee Kids.
Thank you.
A musical reminder there about the 23rd Psalm. Did you recognize it? Now on to Psalm 96. I like these new songs with words that were written thousands of years ago. Faithfulness, for his loving kindness, for his goodness. God is worthy of our praise. He is so good. He is perfect. His name is majestic. His name is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. God has given us good reason to lift him up and good reason to be thankful. Do you remember Hannah? Do you remember today's Bible time and baby Samuel? Hannah was so happy to have a son. And remember Psalm 37:4? The Bible says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 37:4, a good verse to remember, a good verse to live. Mom, Dad, have you told your little person that they are a blessing? That you appreciate having them sent by God, that they are a desire of your heart, and that you love them? Oh, this could turn into a happy time. Jessica and Blythe, when you hear these words, you just give them a big hug back, all right? Rachel, did you know that you're a blessing? Nathan and Nicholas, did you know that you're a desire of your parents' hearts? Yes, God has blessed families with kids down through the years, and now is no different. Little person, you are loved, and especially by God. That's the message of the Bible and the good news message of We Kids as well. Well, would you look at this? Is this my ride today? I believe I'm going out safely this time. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Here's my bus, right on time. So long, kiddo. Thanks, Bill.